Lean in, Catherine. You're a woman and you can do it.
Okay, I'm leaning in.
This is your year, 2020. This is your year to skyrocket to fame on, you know, a golden tampon. Use your womanliness to get you things. And I will cling tenaciously to your lady coattails.
To the tampon strings.
To the tampon strings.
That's what coattails are for men, but when it's the opposite, when it's a woman, it's hanging onto her tampon strings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what you're doing.
So I'm going to need you to get a late night set. Repeat after me.
Mm-hmm.
It's catcalling season.
It's catcalling season.
And
all my friends are getting married?
All my friends are getting married. There you go.
It's catcalling season and all my friends are getting married and the audience loses their fucking minds.
Jimmy Fallon like beats his head against the desk until he breaks his nose. He's just gushing blood.
He's laughing.
This woman's got it. And then he drinks an entire fifth of Jim Beam. And blacks out. And they have to resuscitate him and duct tape him to his desk.
Oh, man.
What do you think?
What?
Could you do? I don't think I could do a late night set. I was thinking about this.
Really?
What am I going to talk about? Fucking buttholes? All my best jokes are like, so, you know.
No, you could do it. You could do the apartment. It's only 5 minutes.
I could do bad jokes. I could do like my bad filler. Yeah, it's like ass comedy, though. It's
ass comedy?
It's bad. I mean, it's like butt comedy.
You're being lame.
It's like butt rock. It's like fucking the Nickelback of comedy.
That's called
That's what butt rock is. That genre.
Butt rock.
Yeah, that genre. Like Nickelback, Hoobastank. Like that way of singing is called butt rock. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Who came up with that? What 13-year-old came up with
that? I don't know.
So
it's
funny.
A well-known term.
I totally missed
you know,
that.
You know,
I was
like
busy
metal,
listening to it. I know
butt
new
rock.
Metal. Butt rock. That's so wonderful. And Hoobastank is butt rock. That's great.
Yeah, it's all that like that way of singing. Yeah.
Swedish Chef.
Yeah. That did sound like Swedish Chef.
But yeah, I think I could do
a
late night set. I would love to do that. So
no, I would too. Sign me up. I'll do it. I'll write some clean jokes.
Okay, fine. I'll do it.
You could do it.
So could you.
Let's get somebody on the phone. You know, if you do Conan, though, it seems to me like you can be a little bit more risque.
Yeah.
I've heard people say shit
really?
On Conan.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
No, I can't. Well, remember Martin Urbano on Jimmy Kimmel? He's got like pedophilia jokes.
Kimmel, I can see, you know, giving you a little bit of leeway.
Yeah.
Somebody like Fallon, although I don't know.
Yeah,
I
maybe
don't know. Because
it would not behoove us to even discuss.
Well, yeah. Because a comedian that we know, I don't want to blow up his spot, but he just told me he auditioned for Fallon, and he's blue. He's like really blue.
Oh, I want to know who this is.
You know who it is.
Okay.
But who knows? Who knows?
Anyway, yeah, not a problem we have to worry about right now.
Or ever, really.
Probably.
Probably not.
Probably not.
There's 10,000 trillion billion comedians in New York alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you got a New Year's resolution?
I was going to ask you the same question, Ian. How crazy is that?
Wow.
How fucking wild.
I don't measure things in... like the new when the new year starts.
I
measure
absolutely
it from birthdays.
I measure 100% by the new year. That's why December I was drinking like a fucking longshoreman.
Oh, I couldn't tell any difference.
Eating garbage. No, I wasn't. I mean, I really wasn't drinking.
It seemed the same to me. It seemed pretty consistent throughout the year.
But I just kept going like, I can splurge because it's all going to stop in January. I'm going to do sober January and it's going to be a blank slate, fresh start. And so, it's January 2nd and so far.
Sober January seems so easy until day two when you have a bad day. And
yeah.
Like, Christ. I just want to fry my brain.
This is forever?
Does heroin count?
Yeah, I'm already sick. I'm like, am I going through withdrawal?
Well, that's because there's fucking smoke in this goddamn apartment.
I know. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I guess my resolutions are just to eat better and drink less.
Oh.
And I don't know.
More podcasts?
Well, we are going to be doing more podcasts. We got a Patreon episode coming out in a couple days.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone, by the way, right off the top, who signed up for the Patreon.
And I banned everybody that said Catherine was hot. I refunded you your money.
Thanks, Doug.
And I mailed you a finger.
No, you guys can keep doing that. That's fine. I think that's pretty cool, actually.
Let's talk about this conspiracy that you've uncovered.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I uncovered a fucking conspiracy on the fucking... Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I got...
What is wrong with you?
I got really... I'm a detective, and she's from Philly. This is my character. Her name's Maureen O'Dowd. I'm sorry. I got... I've been thinking a lot about Philadelphians today because of the Mummers Parade. And I've had to like explain to people.
Oh, no. You texted me. You were explaining what that was. I read it as Filipino. I didn't know it was in Philadelphia. You're like, all these people dress up in blackface and they march around in the Philippines. And I'm like, well, I don't know. Who am I to judge their culture? I didn't know it was in Philadelphia.
No, it's fucking Philadelphians. They get drunk every year. They're always like 50 years old. Mummers, I mean, I guess it's a tradition that goes back forever. And
is it like the Freemasons or something?
Well,
like,
I don't know if it's that old, but it's like from old, like,
but they're a society. They're like a boys like, club, like an Elks Lodge type of thing.
Yeah.
And they do blackface.
Okay. Well, there's like groups of them and you know, it's like a parade without floats, I think. So it's like,
I mean, I just want to know about the blackface.
Okay. So, you know how, there's that new mascot.
Yes or no will suffice.
There's that new mascot for the Flyers, Gritty.
The like weird goofy thing?
Yeah, the orange goofy monster
thing. Yeah, like
thing.
Muppet looking thing.
Just honestly a ripoff of the Philly Fanatic.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to
him.
Apologize.
I'm just saying for anybody who's upset, any Philadelphians who get upset with me. These two guys were wearing like, first of all, full dresses. They're like 58-year-old men hammered. They look like they don't even remember their own names.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. And they're wearing silk dresses and complete blackface. Like just black from forehead to chin and
Explain
everything.
Explain to me.
And they're like, it's for Gritty. It's
what?
It's for because we're Flyers fans. They're like, you didn't put any orange on your face at all. It's just black. And then, okay, first of all, they started saying it had nothing to do with that and that was a coincidence or something. But then they were so drunk, you're like, oh no, quit while you're ahead. They're like, and by the way, blackface is okay. If I wanted to do it, I could. And they're oh no. But yeah, this has happened like a few times at the Mummers Parade.
That seems right.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's just men marching down the street, right? There's
no there's like brass bands and stuff.
Okay. All right, that's not so bad.
And it's every year on New Year's Day. People love it. I mean, my friends love it because you day drink. You just get drunk and watch them march in their costumes and play music. It's like a second line almost. Not as cool, but
what?
It's our own version. And then every once in a while, because it's you get down to South Philly or anywhere, and somebody's in blackface, and you're like, oh, man. God damn it.
What do you think about blackface?
Me?
Have you ever done it?
No.
Well, you can be honest.
Ian.
It's our listeners, and they're not going to rat you out.
This is a public podcast. Do you know how podcasts work? This just isn't beamed into people's brains privately.
That's a fucking yes, if I ever heard one.
Oh, my God. No, I've never done blackface. I've never had the opportunity.
Yeah, it never crossed my mind. I was Flavor Flav for Halloween one year.
Really?
Yeah, and I never thought to put shoe polish on my face. I don't see color. I just see giant clocks.
I don't know. Yeah, I know. I don't know. I do. You do have to learn, though, I think, as like a dumb white child, why that's bad, I think.
Right. Because if you're just a child and you want to like look like somebody that you look up to, you're doing a costume.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an obvious thought that you might have.
Yeah.
But you don't inherently know the history of minstrel shows.
Yeah.
And, like,
and I'm making a point to say child. Like it's like we're excusing that ignorance for a child, right? But like, by the time you're 50, You feel like somebody should have told you along the way, hey, don't do that.
Yeah, you're just kind of exposing your ignorance. You should have, you know.
I just remember Justin Trudeau did it. I just had this like flash in my head.
I just found out what Song of the South, I just found out, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I just found out why that's racist.
Why is it racist?
He's like a slave.
What is,
or like
he
he's like a sharecropper.
A bear or something? What is it?
No, no, he's just a guy.
Oh.
And he's like walking around singing Zippity Doo-Dah and whistling stuff. And it's just all about how fun it is to be like a sharecropper.
Oh.
And like what a charmed life it is.
So it was like propaganda?
Well, it's just kind of a rewriting of history.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Interesting.
I was looking up the top Disney scandals the other day.
Researching
a tweet that did poorly.
Did you see the one from Fantasia? That's like number one.
I saw it scrolling. What is it? What's the deal?
They cut it out of Fantasia, but I guess like the theatrical version. You know those like pretty centaur women?
Sure.
One of them has like the most offensive caricature of like a black kid. It looks like blackface.
Oh,
like little servant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I remember that.
It's, yeah.
Do they have their hair like yeah. kind of like in like barrettes or whatever? Yeah. Maybe I do remember that.
I don't think it's in the ones we saw. I mean, it's only like the very first release. And even way back when, people were like, oh, no, don't do
why
that.
Why is it? And I know this is going to sound bad, but why is it offensive? Is it like the character like stupid? And like,
well, yeah. And it's also like a servant.
Oh, okay. So it's like, okay.
Yeah. That's all. It also just resembles so much. It looks like almost like a white person in blackface. Like it's not.
It's like
look,
super exaggerated.
Yeah.
And goofy. Like those old Looney Tunes where Bugs Bunny would go up against like a Chinese guy and he'd have huge buck teeth.
I do not remember that.
Well,
God.
They scrubbed a lot of it
from
television. But when Jesus. I was really young, they would play him.
Really?
I remember him. I remember him because it was all this like World War II stuff. So all the villains were, you know, the Axis of Evil.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. So wait. How did we start talking about blackface?
You brought it up. You said it was okay to do.
Oh, I was going to tell you about this scandal on Twitter, and then I started talking in a Philadelphia accent, and I started talking about the mummers.
Yeah. You can't get to the point.
Sorry. Anyway, I think I may have discovered a conspiracy theory on Twitter. Not a conspiracy theory, but like a conspiracy. I'm the theorist, but I think
okay,
I
okay, what happened?
Okay.
Say what fucking happened.
Okay. So, I come across this tweet of a picture of a bunch of goldfish just exploded on the ground in a pet shop.
Well, the goldfish hadn't exploded.
Right,
like
sure.
A tank had broken.
Yeah, or like a bag. Someone had dropped a bag of like little tiny goldfish. They were small and dropped it on the ground and it broke.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, there's all these goldfish on the ground in a pet store. And this girl says, holy fuck, I just dropped all the fish at my job. WTF do I do? And it goes viral because it's a thing people can latch onto and like quote retweet it and be like my butt after Thanksgiving dinner, you know. I don't know. And I thought it was fine. I thought it was intriguing, and so I looked down in the thread, and she did that thing where she's like, "Oh my god, I can't believe this is going viral. It's just little old me." And then a little lower down, she goes, "Check out my friend's jewelry page. It would really help her out. My friend makes her own jewelry," and she left a link for it. And I just thought that was fucking hilarious because she just like killed all these fish. And then
so
was like,
how can I profit?
Buy my friend's jewelry. And so I sent you that screenshot. I was like, this is ridiculous. And then a couple days later, I saw another mega viral tweet. And it said, white people can be so subtly racist sometimes, and you know that piqued my interest, and I was like, okay,
yeah. She's a podcast listener. She listens to our show.
And will you stop doing that? it was a screenshot of an email apparently that this girl, the poster, the tweeter, was like a cello instructor. and it was from the mother of one of her students, and she was basically saying, like, thank you so much for tutoring Sebastian in the cello. He's doing great, and you're the best. Just one quick question. Has someone been cooking your food or cooking food in your home during Sebastian's lessons? Because there's been a strong stench, and I don't want him smelling too ethnic, with an exclamation point. And immediately, I was just like, wait, first of all, subtly racist? This is insane. Who talks like this? And it's just weird. The way it was written was odd.
Yeah.
It was like just somebody trying too hard to be racist. Anyway, a little lower down after it blows up, this is a totally different account. She goes, check out my friend's jewelry page.
What?
And then it's the same goddamn link. It was like strizze.com. And I remember somebody underneath was like, oh my God, she's fighting racism and promoting her friend's jewelry line. What a saint. And I was like, Christ. You're all sheep. You're all every single one of you. It showed up on my timeline because somebody we know, a comedian, liked it, you know, like in this self-flagellating, like, white boy way. Oh boy, what was the guy? Just like, oh, I'm so sorry, white people are. It's like, sure, yeah, white people can be very racist, but this is,
but we're better at it than that. If you want subtlety, I mean, come on.
This, I mean, it was just silly.
What's the name of the jewelry thing?
Strizze.
We got to go after them.
Yeah,
we got to send the packed army, the suicide pack brigade.
One.
What are our fans called? Ew, don't say fans.
Why not?
Because it's gross.
Just love yourself, Ian.
I love myself two to three times every day.
Practice self-love.
I do. I care
it's
myself
a new
raw.
Year.
I self-cared myself into a bloody, bloody mess. I gotta cut back.
Stop.
In the new year, I gotta buy some lotion.
Anyway, they're just hopping on a trend of like, I mean, it worked for me too. I was like, I want to see what racist white lady said. Like, let's get her.
Does it bother you at all that we can't come up with a scheme like this?
Oh, yeah.
Because we just fucking go to work and, you know.
What, for suicide pact?
Yeah, something.
I am very curious to see, though, how the numbers work for this jewelry line. Like,
sure.
If they're really seeing results.
They're doing it wrong. They need to say, like, all proceeds from this jewelry line will go to finding these fish home or whatever,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Punishing this
no,
white
but I
Karen.
Think,
I bet they signed her name Karen.
Karen, or they gave her like a nickname,
Debbie.
Like Cello Chelsea,
yeah,
or something.
Cello Chelsea.
Okay, so long. No, I do think it's a very deliberate scheme, though, to say my friend's jewelry line. It's not me. It's not mine. Like, by the way, also I have jewelry. If you guys want
to
buy,
well, you wouldn't be able to get away. It'd be more difficult to track. When you say it's your friends, it's more difficult to track than if you were to say it's mine, because somebody would be like, oh, I thought this was this person's jewelry line. You're now tweeting from another account that says it's. But you're right. I do think it has a little bit of a bonus.
Of like,
you know,
she's
friendship
just a nice
angle.
Person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just, and then I checked the accounts. Both of them were made only a few months ago. The one's from October.
This is crazy because you yourself figured this out. You did the detective work. This wasn't like, you should post this to Reddit or something. I feel like it would blow up.
I want to have a rule of threes, right? I really want to have a third just to confirm.
You should search every day in Twitter.
Strizze.com.
Yeah. See where else it shows up.
And really, I was intrigued. I was like, wow, I went through the other tweets. And they're all just like, knowing that it's like a, not a bot, but maybe like somebody probably from a different country just trying to sell jewelry. But they like, I bet you there's a team and that everyone gets a fake hot girl account. And so like the other girl was like Brat MILF and she's got like a Snapchat selfie like, ah. And the other one has that Instagram face, and
yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be blowing up anybody's spot because I don't think this person does stand up anymore. But a friend of ours was trying to get popular on Twitter.
Yeah.
And so he created a hot girl account. And then every day he would just tweet like, going to school, or, oh, yeah, I hate Mondays. And then every once in a while he would retweet himself.
And that's how he got followed. That's crazy. I notice sometimes on Twitter, I see the tweet first, and it'll be like, I love cats, LOL. And it has like 57,000 favorites. And you're like, what the fuck? And then you look at the profile picture and you're like, oh, this is a hot girl. It's just like a borderline like porn star.
How stupid are men, dude? How fucking stupid. Because they do in their brains do all kinds of like math problems to like kick out the thought, oh, that's just like me, I like cats, this girl is interesting,
yeah,
like me, if they have a lot in common,
if I click favorite, she'll fuck
sprint
me,
sprint over here to suck my dick.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I get, I don't know what I'm mad at. I'm not really mad at anything. It's just,
well,
like,
you're mad at the fact that they used fake racism.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's just like
the fish thing is like, oh, you got me, you,
yeah,
fuckers.
If it was just stuff like that, but this is, well, what they're doing is going, what's hot on, I think they're very smart. I think there's a team of people sitting around. This is like a reply all episode. Remember when he like figured out that guy who was like scamming him. Did you ever listen to that?
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. I feel like there's probably a team of people somewhere who are like, I imagine they're all dudes too. Well, they're like,
I mean,
like
there is
that
in Russia, these like, yeah, click farm, you know.
Yeah, and so they have hot girl accounts and they go, what is trending? What blows up? Okay. Racist, like this white lady said something racist and everyone will click on it and it's like, I mean, I just think they did a poor job. If it wasn't so clunkily written, I think I never would have thought twice to just like dig a little deeper. But it was like, don't want my son smelling too ethnic. What?
Yeah,
it's
while
like a
still
weird,
being
like a
polite.
Mad TV sketch like of a racist. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, like when you watch a movie and it's just terrible writing. And
yes, and the fact that people we know are favoriting it. That's why
tell
it showed
me who
up.
It is.
I'll tell you later. Ugh. But it's just like, it just perpetuates, I don't know. Look, white people don't need help being racist, you know? I mean, I guess it's not.
Well, I mean, you kind of negate the fact that we have experienced some level of progress in this country when you focus on things that are happening in the fringes and things that aren't even real,
yeah,
you know? Sometimes I watch the news and like I think about opinions I've already formed about race in this country, and then I kind of listen more closely to the way things are being presented to me, and it's like, do I know anything? Do I know anything about race relations in this, yeah, country? I know that they're more strained now, because of the way we talk about it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Anyway,
things felt a little bit more relaxed. I mean, who knows? We come from a position of whiteness.
Yeah,
so.
I guess that's part of the problem, or like part of the issue a little bit, is like things are so tense already that they're playing off of people's fear and emotions and like kind of bloodthirst and to sell jewelry.
I know, not even like a cool podcast where like a couple like hangs out and tells, you know,
yeah,
jokes and,
yeah,
stuff. That's why I remember we were spitballing some,
yeah,
ideas on how,
okay,
to go viral by manipulating people.
Oh yeah, well, we are Satanists, so we were gonna go after the Christian mommy woman,
the
right?
activist mommy. She's one of my favorites.
We could do this. We could do like a fake account that like for like ingratiate ourselves with that community on Facebook, like join a couple of,
yes,
groups.
That's smart, but
join,
she's very much like only Facebook. Act, but we could find our,
no,
own,
no, no,
thing.
No,
we could,
no,
find
we
some
can join
kind of
other
community.
Groups, and then it could come to her attention that there is a podcast out there. These two Satanists are,
well,
trying to turn,
well,
their children.
That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we got to do. We got to record a chunk of the podcast where we just say the most heinous, in their eyes, things.
Yeah,
things,
yeah,
that we just say during, yeah, sex. But, you know, about turning babies gay and, you know, how Jesus was, I don't know, Muslim or whatever.
So just things that'll make their heads explode.
Yeah, yeah, just and really speak in earnest.
Yeah.
Really make it sound, well, like.
But children, definitely. If it affects children, I think we should use the Satanist angle that we're like trying to convert people to Satanism or something. I don't know what we would have to do, though, to make this a big enough issue that they would feel threatened.
Well, you take the audio, you isolated it, and then we start tweeting it at, you know, people. Yeah. Or, I don't know if Twitter is the way to go, because conservative evangelical Christians spend all the time on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing they know how to manipulate.
Oh, it would be so fun making a fake Facebook, and it's like just these potato people at Disney. Like went water skiing with Ron this weekend, and then
this is us. These are our photos. Okay.
And they're like, we're always going to church, and I'm being
goddamn. I could get so into this. I could see myself getting lost.
You'd be
lost
like become Second Life.
Yeah.
You have a whole second family with this Christian woman.
Because once we have the conversation, whatever it is, I think we should script it to a certain degree.
Yeah.
You know, get buzzwords. You know, it's got to be, especially this community, the activist mommy or whatever the fuck she's called. Very much anti-LGBT.
Sorry, yeah, we should explain to the listeners.
We haven't passed episodes of people
really
listen.
The activist mommy specifically.
Yes. Yeah. That's when we had Iggy on as the abortion expert.
Okay. Yeah, but they didn't know that. Anyway, I mean, she goes after LGBT, trans people, everybody.
Yeah, that's her main problem with the current culture, is that we're promoting, you know, the gay agenda. And
isn't that so funny?
These are the end times.
It's so funny how, I mean, words, the way that people use words to, like, to manipulate the conversation, where it's like, gay people are just existing, but it's an agenda now.
Yeah.
It's an agenda. They're trying to make your kids gay, and they're trying to...
And at the same time, they love them, too. That's the thing that always pisses me off.
What?
We love gay people. We just think that your lifestyle is an abomination, but we love you.
Stay out of it.
It seems so old-timey now, doesn't it? It's like, oh, you hate gay people? Do you work at, like, Colonial Williamsburg or something?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Goofy, old-timey thought to have.
Oy.
Do you not use zippers because you think it's the devil or whatever the fuck? But anyway, yeah, we just gotta hit those buttons.
Yeah.
The problem with this is, and we've discussed this, is those 1-star reviews.
They would bomb us.
Yeah, it's gonna go crazy.
Yeah, I mean, what is that? I don't want to tempt people, but
it
doesn't
mean anything.
Yeah, it does. But
it might not. It might push other people away
from
people
listening.
That
if you're like, oh, this
might actually like us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, are we going to go see Little Women or what?
No, thanks. I hate women. Oh, I can't.
I'm glad you said it.
I won't. It's so stupid, honestly. There's a New York Times op-ed that said it's like, if men don't want to go see Little Women based on the name and the title, or the name and like all they know is it's about women, they don't think it's for them.
If women don't want to go see Machete 2, they are sexist monsters.
It's so funny to me that there are certain men out there who are going to be like shamed into going to see Little Women against their will. Because like, I feel bad. They're like, well, I don't want to be sexist. Oh, yeah, I'll go see Little Women. Nobody wants to see Little Women. It's fucking boring.
Yeah.
I read it in middle school. It's boring as fuck.
Right.
It's about a bunch of sisters, and that's it. They
live on the prairie, right?
No, it's more like Victorian, I think.
Are they hot?
Yeah, some are.
Some are.
Like all women.
All women are beautiful to me, even the fucking butt-faced ugly ones. And the fucking dog face women are still beautiful to me. If you're a real fucking Doberman Pinscher looking bitch, if you're a whole old ass bloodhound looking cunt, to me, you're a Beyonce. You're as pretty as Beyonce.
How dare you say that about women?
I'm saying they're good. I don't know anymore. I can't keep track. Try to be supportive of these broads.
You know what my thing is? Okay, I'll play feminist for a second. That doesn't mean anything. We got bigger fish to fry, ladies. Come on. Who gives a fuck if men want to go see Little Women?
Do you think anybody at the New York Times believe, do you think people believe this shit, or do you think it's just, you know,
I do.
Print is dying and you got to do something, or
it's hard to tell.
Do you think it's a little column A, a little column B?
Yeah.
You hire the most insane bipolar nutbag you can find to write nonsense because you have to survive. You know, who would even come up with this shit? We really got to search Twitter for the dumbest person, give them a job. And now, lo and behold, people clicked on the article. They subscribed, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it could be that. It captured my attention, just like all this shit. It's like, everyone's like manipulating our emotions just to get eyeballs on their shit. Like that same like fake racist tweet thing. It's like,
how heinous.
It's scary, man.
That just goes to show you. Okay, if a corporation can use fake racism to push their product, then that means we're not wrong when we say that shitting on white people right now is in vogue.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? It's like not a conspiracy anymore. It's not like just yelling out, you know, it's cancel culture, but you know, you can't say anything anymore. It's like we're seeing capitalism take advantage of the kind of the backlash, the anger, the unwarranted.
You know what I think it is? I mean, it's that, but I think racism in general is like almost like
titillizing.
It's like sex sells, racism sells. It's just
sex
like,
and violence are very closely intertwined.
And
it's compelling.
Any of us,
it's,
across
you know,
the board, you go like, I did. It happened to me. As soon as I saw that headline, I was like, I
got
to read this.
You got rock hard. Your clit got engorged. Oh my God. You started rubbing up against your desk chair.
I'm like, yeah, get her.
Get her ass. Sort of clapping. You didn't even know you were clapping.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, that's the thing that's the only real thing that's scary or upsetting to me is just that we've seemed to have forgotten that these accounts, like, we don't know where this shit's coming from, who these people are, that things that could potentially form your thoughts and opinions could be completely fake.
Yeah.
And that they're doing it to sell shit.
We were reading somebody's tweets, we were just going through and reading them, and like, eventually you get to their mental illness. You know, you go through page after page after page about these like really hot takes, really aggressive, you know, going mini viral over and over and over again. People hate it. People love it. And then you always get to like the breakdown they had in therapy because they're cutting themselves. And it's like, these are the people that we let dictate the conversations. People that are really genuinely having a hard time.
Yeah.
And we're witnessing their breakdown and we are like kind of adopting their thoughts as facts or as valid opinions. Meanwhile, you know, they're walking into traffic and like smoking meth or whatever. I mean, it's not that bad, but they all do have some kind of like borderline personality disorder that they eventually mention.
Yeah, it is interesting. I've never thought about that. It's like you should take that into account a little bit.
Oh, absolutely.
Like if somebody's screaming like, oh, Bernie supporters are homicidal rapists. It's like, okay, I'm listening, but are you having a manic episode?
Yeah. Well, you can't ask. That's like asking a woman if she's on her period.
Really? You can't ask?
I don't know. I don't know anything anymore.
Just like with
women. I wish I was one thing. I wish I had one fucking thing to
lord
over
people.
Jesus
Christ. Thank God I'm a lady.
Yeah, I know. You got that going for you. How many times we got to see this fucking tweet when three men get into a room.
That's called
white
a podcast.
Men. Yeah, when three white men get in a room, that's called a podcast. Not my podcast, bitch. I got me a token. So what are you going to do? What are you going to say about Suicide Pact? We got a hole.
Oh my God. What have I done? I sold my soul some point down the road. What else was it? Oh, I just remembered there was a second part to that tweet. The immediate follow-up was, and another thing, I give Sebastian food. I made up this name because it just sounds like the most pretentious white boy name. But I give Sebastian food because he said his parents don't feed him at all. And he's like 16 pounds. And they're like, she was saying like, these people are abusive. And I was like,
skeletal boy shivering in the corner, and
adding
she's
an extra
spoon feeding him.
It's like
curry.
First, there's racism, and now there's child abuse. Oh my gosh! Tell me more.
I gotta buy this jewelry. Where's this goddamn jewelry?
Oh god, it's crazy. I just want one goddamn tweet to blow up like that. What do I got to do? Throw a bunch of fish on the floor?
I mean, you could. That's a start.
This kind of reminds me of like the levels that people will go to get attention when they can't any other way. You watched that Luca Magnotta documentary?
Yeah.
Fucked
Up.
Don't
Fuck with Cats.
Don't Fuck with Cats on that, which I think is a fantastic documentary, but it's really disturbing. Like right off the gate, you have to get through the first episode, and then the rest is just all investigative shit. But yeah, there's like a serial killer. Ooh, it's actually hard to call him a serial killer.
Well, he wasn't very good, so he got caught.
Yeah.
After his first kill.
Yeah.
Well, that they know about.
Animal torturer, and he would post videos online of himself.
Yeah, basically, he was just trying to find a new way to become famous because it didn't work out. Well, it didn't work. His modeling career didn't work out.
Yeah,
so he tried. He decides he's gonna. He decides he's gonna be a serial killer.
Isn't that crazy? Like, I think he had the most acute level of narcissism of anybody I've ever even heard of. Is like
what?
He just had to become famous.
About eight more comics.
He had to become famous so bad that he just killed people, not because he was bloodthirsty or like psycho. Well, he was a little psycho, but like truly to get attention more than anything.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past a handful of open micers.
To do that. Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, saw off some guy's head.
Five friends to this snuff film.
When did that movie take... When did all that go down?
I want to say like 2014.
Okay, so relatively recently.
I think so, yeah.
Because it seems like right now that would be a thing that would happen. Well, you do see that happen. You see it with like people shooting up places on Facebook Live and... You
yeah.
know, making videos before they go into a college or 4chan and 8chan. That's all that shit's about.
Social.
Just kind of obsessing over really heinous stuff.
Oh,
I mean, that's
man.
Part of it.
I wonder what life as an adult was like without social media. I would love to just sit some people down. Just
to be experienced
like,
to a certain degree.
No, like an adult. I really mean like really navigating dating and marriage and work and coworkers and kids, all of it without... This weird interconnected, what's everyone doing all the time? And you're constantly competing with 1,000 people that you know.
I bet it was relaxing.
Yeah.
But your whole, you feel like you just took a, comparatively, like you just took a big breath.
I mean, I'm sure they were miserable too. They just didn't know.
I don't think so. I don't think they were miserable in the same way. I think people got depressed. I think anxiety is kind of a new mental illness.
Yeah,
you know, this just like panic all the time. Am I doing enough? Am I enough? You know, what are other people doing? What do people think about me? Also, you combine that with the fact that we don't interact with each other anymore, so you're pretty much inept as far as social interaction.
Yeah, and you don't realize how lonely you are because you almost get the like placebo effect of
a friendship.
Being social, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not riding the train and striking up a conversation with somebody or standing in
line
at the bank.
Was that a thing back in the day?
Because
I don't miss that. That's
yeah, fun. I don't either. I mean, my personality completely lends itself to alienation.
Yeah.
But it was for my own good a little bit to have some interactions with
right,
some people.
Right, yeah, yeah. I mean, somebody who's like incredibly social and friendly and easy and so, like, I want to study them like an animal in the wild. I don't understand it. I'm fascinated and envious of people who are just like at ease being very friendly.
It seems like such an easy life.
Yeah. Or just like, no. And also people who are just nice, like really truly kind, and it's never a chore. Like sometimes one of my friends will reach out to me and like mail me a gift on my birthday and I haven't really kept in touch with them in a long time. And I'm just like, oh, how are you so nice?
That always seems like a time issue to me. It's like...
Time, money, everything.
Right. But I guess you make time if you're a good person.
Exactly.
Well, who has time for that?
Nobody.
To be a good person.
Not us. We got podcasts.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ian,
remember that?
Ian, no, you can't.
I need that drop.
Oh, yeah, let's go over...
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Our favorite things from this decade, even though I'm losing my voice. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I want to play my favorite thing. You say yours.
Okay.
I'm going to look for my phone.
My favorite thing from this whole entire decade... was Erin Brockovich's boobs. Pretty good, right? Pretty good ones.
Are her boobs in that?
Yeah. Well, not
her, like her
not,
her exposed breasts.
No.
I hate her, dude. Why? Julia Roberts sucks.
Really?
With her big fucking shark toothy grin.
She's beautiful.
Ah, what?
Yeah, she's
no. That's
stunning.
Wrong.
Julia
that's
Roberts
wrong.
Is beautiful.
That's wrong.
No.
That's wrong.
No.
That's wrong. That's factually incorrect.
No, I get so upset.
She's lady beautiful.
Listen,
I guess.
No, you can play this in a minute, but I want to have this conversation. I get
I'm
really
listening.
Upset. I know this is a weird thing. Because
I know this really upsets you.
Because
I
like I shouldn't want you to find other women. I don't know. But when you and I like ultimately disagree on a woman being beautiful, I'm confused because I'm like, I think this person's so fucking beautiful. And if you don't think they're attractive, Jesus Christ.
Stupid. That's stupid. Also, but that is stupid. I want to reiterate that's fucking dumb and stupid. But remember last night? Not last night. What day is it? When we were out for New Year's.
Yeah.
And you and Joanna were asking us who we thought the hottest men were.
Yeah.
And then you were explaining to Joanna that straight men aren't attracted to men, so they're bad at this.
I found that to be the case a lot.
Yeah, well,
like,
I find this to be the case with you
okay. And
your choices because you're a very straight woman. You're the only straight woman on the face of the earth, by the way. Every other woman's like bi or like...
Well, first of all...
What?
I'm... Whatever.
What? Oh, what? Are you coming out?
Don't.
Are you coming out of the podcast?
Don't.
What? You did finger that lady. I know you fingered that lady, but you hated it. You thought it felt gooey.
Gooey.
Well, I don't know what you thought, but you didn't care for him.
I don't.
This is my favorite thing of the decade.
This is for Rachel, you big, fat, white, nasty, smelling, fat bitch. Why you took me off the motherfucking schedule with your trifling, dirty, white, racist ass, big, fat bitch, overlooked body ass bitch? I'm coming up there and I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you, bitch. And don't even call the police today because I'm gonna come up there unexpected and wait on your motherfucking ass, bitch.
That's it? That song?
That just came out. That's like huge on TikTok, right?
I love the cadence of it. It's so funny. People dancing to it on TikTok is so fucking funny.
That is, every once in a while, I find a kindred spirit on TikTok and I'm like, all right, that's pretty good.
Yeah, most TikTok is just like fucking children dressing up as animes and munching on each other's assholes or whatever. Millennials, or not millennials, Zoomers. Like,
Zoomers.
We eat each other's buttholes and we dress up like Dragon Balls.
Every fucking generation thinks they invented eating ass.
Yeah, I know. They just call it something different.
They get so fucking self-righteous about it.
They just, you guys just
way.
Can't come up with a good euphemism, you know?
What do you mean?
Like at least there was like rim
it?
Jobs and tossing salad and stuff, and now
you're just
like
eating ass. Ew, ew, stop.
Make it sound flowery at least.
Yeah, come on.
Some of us are
what?
At church.
Anyway,
what?
I know that there's like women beautiful and then like sexy. There's a difference.
Okay.
So it's like
Julia Roberts is like what, like a sex pot that I'm supposed to wanna fuck?
Have you seen her in her heyday?
Yes. I didn't care for it. She looks like the Joker. She's a spooky monster. Slinking around.
This
is America's sweetheart. It's like it's like that just forcing it down my throat. Like I don't give a shit about Julia Roberts.
Okay.
I don't know why this is such a personal attack on you.
I don't know why. Because I'm confused and I don't see it. And I also do think it's different.
When you look at Julia Roberts,
yeah.
Do you think she's sexy?
No.
Okay.
Well, back in the
Scary
day.
Scary monster, right?
No, I do think she's beautiful, though. Like you would appreciate a painting
okay.
or something.
But I don't want to fuck a painting. I want to fuck like a hot lady, like a pretty woman.
But I always thought...
Not the pretty woman.
Fine. We'll never agree. This is like... It's a fundamental...
What if I was like, Ryan Reynolds is hot. He's funny. Everybody loves him. He's got 1,000 abs. He's sexy as hell. He can do his own stunts. Why don't you like him?
No, you know
because
what?
You have your own preferences.
Okay, sure. I would.
This is like gay bashing almost. It's like I'm gay,
what?
And you're trying to convert me.
You're
trying
you
to put me through conversion therapy.
I'm not.
I'm gay for anybody that's not Julia Roberts.
I make you go to conversion therapy and like look at pictures of Julia Roberts, like Clockwork Orange style, and just and watch her videos.
Show me other women, and you shock my nuts with like a car battery.
I don't know why it matters. You know what? With the Ryan Reynolds thing, though, I would agree absolutely. He's super hot, but that's not the issue. I think he's annoying and all that other stuff. But with you, it's weird to me that you look at her and go, oh, you're, well, no, I mean, I get it. She's goofy looking. I don't know.
Yeah, she looks like shit. She looks like if she kept opening her mouth, it could go all the way. And then it would just, you know what I mean? It would, her head like would lay flat.
Coney Island.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Coney Island mascot. She looks like she's going to eat you up.
Okay, fine. I agree about Julia Roberts. Not Liv Tyler, though. That one bums me up.
Oh, yeah. You're also mad I don't like Liv Tyler.
That's for
why am I not allowed to have my own preferences?
A different episode. I don't know. I don't know why. I guess I just feel like I'm very black and white about it. Like, I guess this person's beautiful and this
Do you think you look exactly the same as Julia Roberts and therefore I'm not attracted to you? Is this the mindset?
Well, I guess it's
You're like a cross between Julia Roberts and Liv Tyler. You got the weirdest mouth of all time. You got the longest mouth with the biggest, goofiest lips.
I don't know.
You're all mouth.
I don't know why it upsets me.
If Liv Tyler and Julia Roberts had a baby, it'd just be those clanking teeth, those like clattering teeth with feet.
Fine. You cannot be attracted to Julia Roberts and Liv Tyler.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Don't say I didn't do anything for you. I'm being very chill.
I'm ending the show. I'm very upset.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to Suicide Pact. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, you can listen to more episodes on our Patreon starting this Sunday when we record our first Patreon episode.
Very special episode.
And release it either that night or probably the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Go to patreon.com/suicidepact to subscribe. Say your thing.
And also,
do you have something to add?
No, I just wanted to be last.
You could be last, just don't interrupt.
Okay, I'm last. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. Hail. I'm last.